Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. There are days where I cannot wait to record the podcast. This is one of them. I'll get to this in a couple minutes. But a list of the best sitcoms of the 21st century came out, and they have Fleabag at number one. No, we'll get to that. I'm also excited. I'm going to record Saturday's podcast right after this. There's an article in Vanity Fair discussing whether or not Monica Lewinsky jokes are cool or were cool. And the breakdown on that in the article, they actually include the jokes and they're kind of funny and I kind of feel bad. But Vanity Fair, you'll see on Saturday. So I'm really excited to be in the studio. But let's start with late night like usual. Trevor Noah looked into Striketober. That's where workers at companies like Kellogg's and John Deere are striking for things like better pensions and getting part of the profits. Trevor referred to jobs as how Americans prove that they deserve health care. With more job openings than ever and more people quitting than ever, workers suddenly find themselves with a lot of leverage, and they're using it to demand things like better pay, more flexible hours, and canceling the annual company Squid Game. And right now, workers from so many different industries are striking, although it's none of the bad industries that you wish would go on strike. Like, have you ever noticed that the people who collect student loans, they never go on strike? Or telemarketers? Come on, you guys, you deserve better pay. Now, going on strike is not a step that workers take lightly. It's a major decision, you know? You risk your jobs, you lose out on pay, you have to protest in front of your workplace, but you can't go in to pee. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, when I heard how brutal those hours were, I was shocked. I was like, what the hell, Kellogg's? You shouldn't be working people to the bone for cereal. We can all eat a pancake once in a while. And it's not just inhumane to treat employees this way. It totally goes against the Kellogg's brand image of cheerful, colorful cartoon mascots, you know? If Kellogg's keeps this up, those games on the back of the box are going to start looking a lot less cheerful. Stephen Colbert is starting a podcast, The Late Show Pod, with Stephen Colbert. It's just the audio from The Late Show. Deadline says it will be an audio lift of the linear late night series. It will just be the TV version of Stephen Colbert's The Late Show, with the whole visual component significantly stripped down, not completely removed, because there will probably be podcast art with Colbert's face on it, but the face won't move around when he talks, like on TV. The Late Show Pod with Stephen Colbert starts on October 25th. Let me count on my figures. That's probably Monday, right? So here's the dilemma for you now. Do you want to hear Stephen Colbert tell Stephen Colbert jokes properly, or do you want to hear my hack version? Download the show Monday and decide for yourself. Did you see the trailer for Being the Ricardos, Lucy and Desi biopic thing that's coming out? I posted it on the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast, in the groups section of Facebook. It looks really good. Take a look for yourself. Speaking of Facebook, the podcast is available on Facebook now. You have to go into the audio tab. It only works in the United States and it only works on mobile. That's not because I'm incompetent. That's just how Facebook has it. But if you're in the United States and you're on a mobile device and you click the podcast tab, you will find Daily Comedy News Podcast. But apparently you have found a different way to listen to it. So you keep doing what you're doing now. All right. From Chortle, Fleabag is the greatest comedy of the 21st century so far across the entire globe. No, it's not. Chortle writes, that's the view of a panel of 206 critics, academics, and industry professionals surveyed by the BBC. There is no evidence that any of those 206 critics is on crack. I don't know why you think they're on crack, because they declared Fleabag as the greatest comedy of the 21st century. They are not on crack. These are expert critics. These experts, who are not on crack, were asked for their greatest TV shows across all genres, with the list dominated by dramas. The Wire topped the overall poll, followed by Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Fleabag. So Fleabag's not only the top comedy, it's the fifth best show of the 21st century. Again, these guys are not on crack. They're not. Game of Thrones and I May Destroy You round out the list. Just two of the top 10 shows were outright comedies, and more than a quarter of the top 100 fell into the category. The voters came from 43 countries, were gender balanced, and spoke 35 languages between them. Although programs in English overwhelmingly dominated the charts, comprising 92 of the 100 shows, BBC culture journalist Hugh Montgomery said the survey was the most comprehensive poll of its kind, adding, "We hope that this list will provoke debate." Oh, it has. You are welcome, Hugh Montgomery. It has. And inspire many watches and rewatches of the wonderful shows that have really helped make television the defining art of the new millennium. Again, this is from Chortle. Chortle's a British site. I'm an American. I have a bias. The critics are from 43 countries. Here are the top 20 comedies. I already told you Fleabag is number one. Let's start at the 20 and go up. Number 20. So remember, this is 21st century. So no Seinfeld, Honeymooners, All in the Family, whatever you want to put on your list. None of that counts. 21st century. Number 20, How I Met Your Mother. All right. Number 19, Rick and Morty. All right. Number 18, The Detectorists. Americans are like, what the heck is that? I looked it up for us. Detectorists is a British television comedy series first broadcast on BBC Four in 2014. The series is set in the fictional small town of Deanbury in northern Essex. The plot revolves around the lives, loves, and metal detecting ambitions of Andy and Lance, members of the Deanbury Metal Detecting Club. I'll give the critics the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say Detectorists for sure. 18th best comedy of the 21st century. Big Bang Theory at number 17. I can't watch it. The laugh track is atrocious, but I get that people like it. Fine. Number 16. Inside Number 9. What's that? I looked it up. An anthology show. Themes and tones vary from episode to episode, but all have the elements of comedy and horror or perverse humor in addition to a plot twist. Okay, fine. Inside Number 9, clearly the 16th best sitcom of the 21st century. I have no problem with that. Number 15 is Community. I'd probably have that higher. 14, Peep Show. You've heard me talk about Peep Show in the past. If you're not watching it, it is on Hulu. You Americans need to get down with that. Great pick. Number 13, the incredibly overrated Schitt's Creek. But critics love it. Sure, why not? Number 12, the U.S. version of The Office. I'll come back to that. Number 11, Arrested Development. Number 10, Girls. Yeah. Yeah. 10 is Girls above The Office and Community and Peep Show. Yeah. No. Number 9, Parks and Rec. You're telling me Parks and Rec is better than The Office? No. Number 8, Veep. Number 7, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Number 6, The Thick of It. That's a British comedy TV series that satirizes the inner workings of British government. I'm sure it's wonderful. Now, here's the top 5. I mean, what are we doing with this top 5? Number 5, 30 Rock. 30 Rock is the most overrated thing. Even Schitt's Creek is like, wow, 30 Rock is overrated. Have you watched 30 Rock? If Alec Baldwin is not carrying an episode, forget it. 30 Rock, there's no way 30 Rock should be number 5. How is 30 Rock ahead of Parks and Rec? And how is 30 Rock, let's see here, 7 spots ahead of The Office US version? No way. Number 4, Atlanta. Nice show, maybe even a great show. Number 4 on a sitcoms list? Yeah. Number 3, BoJack Horseman? Weird pick, but all right, it's funny, I guess. Sure, maybe. Out of The Office, Community and Peep Show and some other stuff. Yeah, no, no. Number 2, The Office UK. And number 1, Fleabag. Fleabag, number 1. BoJack Horseman 3, Atlanta 4, 30 Rock 5. No, absolutely. Who are these critics? This list is horrible. So if BBC culture journalist Hugh Montgomery hopes that the list will provoke debate, yeah, I will debate you. So if you're probably wondering, hey, Johnny Mac, all right, tough guy, what's your pick? I'll narrow it down to 2. It's either The Office UK, because Ricky Gervais reinvented the television comedy, and we have seen all sorts of single-camera shoots and that mock documentary style. That has been the style of comedy in the 21st century. Ricky Gervais says, you're welcome. So it's either that or The Office US version, which took Ricky's base and did it longer and arguably funnier. It's one of those. It's not Fleabag. Whew, man, I'm gonna have a lot of leftovers today. I didn't expect my rant to go on as long, but Fleabag, seriously? Hey, you can buy me a coffee. Andrea did that. Andrea bought me a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. Actually, she didn't buy it. I bought it myself this morning at the National Donuts chain, but she paid for it. She wrote, thanks for doing a podcast that makes me smile. Andrea, thank you for smiling at my dopey podcast where I rant about sitcoms. If you enjoy what I do, you can buy me a coffee like Andrea did. You go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw whatever amount you want in the tip jar. Recommended amount is $5. I take your money. I go to the National Donuts chain and I take out the app and I punch in iced coffee. Here, I'll buy one right now. Here, I have to go to my local location. I'll do a walk-in because I'm not uppity. I don't need curbside pickup. Iced drinks I click on. Original blend iced coffee, size large, variety, original blend, dairy, milk. Cream's a little much, you know what I mean? Flavor Shots, none. Flavor Swirls, caramel. I add it to the order. I hop in the car. I listen back to my own podcast because I'm a narcissist. I'm actually checking for quality. And then I get my iced coffee and I come back. And then I come down to the basement. I talk to myself and rant about Fleabag. And then my wife comes down and does the laundry. And then we have the weekly fight of, do you not hear me recording? But I digress. Andrea writes, thanks for doing a podcast that makes me smile. You are welcome. And thank you for going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Gonna have so many leftovers today. Where to start? From the Patriot Ledger, say it with me, your home for comedy news. Dean Cook has postponed two Boston shows. He was going to do two nights to record his new comedy special. The shows have been canceled. And Dean Cook has rescheduled to just one performance on April 23rd, 2022. In a statement, Dean Cook said, Boston, the show and taping means so much, and I want to do it the right way for you all. I've heard you loud and clear, and we're going to be rescheduling this one for down the road when we can have a great show and we can enjoy it together. Being able to see all your laughing faces, many I've known since a kid trying to get any gig I could when I was first starting out and earning my stripes, will make it worth the wait and one to remember. So I'm not sure what he means here by I've heard you. I'm guessing COVID something something. Who knows? Jim Gaffigan on tour. I'm obsessed with Jim this week. So far, the Jim Gaffigan Mafia has not come after me. It is midday on Wednesday. And, you know, I commented in the social media yesterday, was Jim Gaffigan in a slump? I'm waiting for people to get mad at me. I'm waiting for Jim Gaffigan to get mad at me. That'll be fun. Not the worst thing for the podcast if he does. Not why I'm doing it. That's an actual opinion I gave yesterday. But wouldn't be the worst thing. Jim Gaffigan is coming to Abu Dhabi. You didn't expect me to say that, did you? Yeah, he's performing a headline show at the Etihad Arena on Yaz Island Friday, January 21st. So if you are a fan of Jim Gaffigan and you're in Abu Dhabi, let me know how the show goes. Joe Coy, he's been on Gossip Corner a lot lately. And what do you know? He's recording a new special. Isn't that funny when there are celebrity couples when they have something to promote? That's weird. Joe Coy will bring more of his humor to Netflix as he sets forth his fourth comedy special with the streaming giant. Set to premiere in 2022. He'll record it March 25th and 26th at the Forum in LA. All right, maybe he's not just dating Chelsea Handler to promote a show. He's not even going to record for 5 months. Back it off, Johnny Mac. Relax. Not everything is conspiracy. Roy Wood Jr., he's got a new special, Imperfect Messenger. It'll be on October 29th at 10:30 on your Comedy Central. I will remind you on that day. In Imperfect Messenger, Roy Wood Jr. bounces around the lighter issues affecting our society like police reform, prison reform, the Capitol riots, Black Brits and civil rights movies, White Allies, and of course, Brazilian butt lifts. And the Flyover Comedy Festival is coming back to St. Louis at the Grove, November 11th to the 13th. They took last year off because of... there was a pandemic. Did you hear about this? We all had to stay home for like a year. It kind of sucked. Look it up. The Comedy Festival will be spread out at the Hot Java Bar. Love that name. The Improv Shop, Urban Chestnut Brewery, the Dogwood, and the Handlebar. Performers include Doug Benson and Friends, Rachel Feinstein, Mikey Winfield, Julia Rossi, Kiri Shabazz, the Scissor Brothers, and others. More than 100 performers will take the stage. You can get a 3-day all-access pass for $55. That sounds like a great deal. It's the Flyover Comedy Festival at the Grove in November. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buy Me a Coffee, we talked about. See you tomorrow.